Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats first year activities director Ryan O'Hearn. I caught up with O'Hearn recently as he settles into the position after Greg Thomas retired from the post at the end of June. Ryan, welcome to your first Coach's Corner here on 97.7 The Bolt.
Well, thanks, Matt. Happy to be here and appreciate everything you've done for me and for Humboldt Athletics. I've really enjoyed listening along and being there talking to you at games, baseball and softball seasons this summer.
You've been in Humboldt now for probably a month or so. How do you feel being in the community has been so far?
Well, Matt, it's been great to be back in North Central Iowa. We were down in Burlington for the last 5 years, but obviously being from Eagle Grove, always up here in the summer, visiting my parents and friends in the area. So couldn't be happier to be back in North Central Iowa and Humboldt. Got up here June 1st, and we've just been trying to get actively involved in the community. My wife started working at Humboldt County Memorial Hospital June 7th. Really impressed with our varsity baseball players, and the softball players also did a Parks and Recreation youth clinic from 11 to noon, Monday, Wednesday, Friday in the month of June at the Heinz Field. So our two older boys, Nolan, who'll be a third grader, Evan, who'll be a kindergartner, they were out there, you know, getting taught the basic fundamentals of baseball by the varsity players. And unique thing about that is all of those kids would get out to the home games and watch our varsity players and know their names and cheer them on. So that's a great way of giving back for not only the baseball team, but also the softball players. And then also, you know, been playing some golf and taking the kids to the pool. So really just trying to get involved any way we can. Really enjoyed the 4th of July parade. So it's just great to be back in the area, seeing some familiar faces. And we've been welcomed and couldn't be happier to be here at Humboldt.
From Eagle Grove, you went to Eagle Grove High School, had quite a sports career at Eagle Grove, and you went to Iowa Central, Iowa Wesleyan for athletics too. Coming back to this area must have been pretty cool after having grown up just a county over from Humboldt.
It's great to be back in the North Central Conference, growing up and still to this day, one of the premier 2A, 3A conferences in the state. Enjoyed, talking about some of the good old days, 20 years now since I've graduated, just had our class reunion last weekend, but seeing Coach Thurm, who was the baseball coach when I was playing at Eagle Grove, and then, you know, Coach Thomas, I think it was maybe his first or second year when I was playing football at Eagle Grove. So just great to be back and seeing the competition and all the great student athletes in the North Central Conference. And just talking about some of the good teams we did have at Eagle Grove were great times for us in the early 2000s.
College-wise, take me through your path because you're able to attain multiple degrees throughout college. You're on your pathway to wanting to get into education.
Iowa Central for 2 years, graduated with Associate of Arts degree and played basketball for 2 years for Dennis Pilcher, then down to Iowa Wesleyan University in Mount Pleasant for 3 years. I did 2 years, and then last semester I was student teaching and volunteer assistant basketball coach, but I played basketball at Iowa Wesleyan for former Eagle Grove head coach Alan Mignani and really enjoyed the experience and met my wife there. So Southeast Iowa, pretty special place to us, Mount Pleasant. And then from there, I was back in Eagle Grove teaching and coaching morning strength and conditioning classes. And I was over at Iowa Central in the afternoons. We practice every day at 1 o'clock and was coaching basketball there. So kind of two part-time jobs pieced together out of college, young, a single guy at the time with no family, so I was able to do it. And then online degree from Emporia State University, Health, PE, and Recreation. While I was at Iowa City, Virginia, I was going through the Master of Educational Administration program through St. Ambrose University. Some long weekends, especially late football games, having to be in class the next morning at 8 a.m. But many times I would just head over to Davenport and get a hotel and be in class all day Saturday. And just one of those things, if you're passionate about getting into educational administration, you kind of do what it takes to put yourself in a position to get an AD job caliber of a school and community like Humboldt.
Now, you've also been an AD a couple of times. What was that experience like, and how do you think it's helped shape you into the AD you want to become for athletics and activities in general?
Two different stops, 2010, 2011, athletic director at Burlington Notre Dame, 26-year-old, just turned 27 there before the school year, so probably one of the youngest ADs in the state. Very supportive school there at Burlington Notre Dame, but at the same time, I wanted to get back into college coaching, so I took an assistant basketball job and student housing director job at Southeastern Community College down there, and then I was able to move on to Iowa City, Regina for 3 years, where I had 18 state tournament appearances, 5 state championships, so first summer at Regina, and they're playing in the state tournament this week, softball, but first summer at Iowa City, Regina, state championship in softball. and then that fall state championship in football. So it was a great time to be there. One of the premier programs in the state, a lot of good people, and it really helped. I think just the kind of the work ethic you have to be able to put in a couple, you know, small Catholic schools like that, where there's not a whole lot of resources. It really teaches you to do everything involved, from cleaning up the bleachers after the football game at night to the scheduling and everything that goes involved with the AD. But that was a 8 to 11 job some days on game days for football. But I really enjoyed it. Great people there, had a lot of success. And, you know, I think it's helped prepare me for position in a 3A school like Humboldt.
Can you talk a little bit about that drive to want to become an activities director?
Well, I think it's just been a natural transition for me, obviously having an education degree and being a teacher. But just growing up, playing all the sports at Eagle Grove, I had a lot of good coaches and teachers and was able to do some internship type things with Brett Hursom when he was the AD at Eagle Grove, and also Brant Carlson at Eagle Grove, who's currently the head boys basketball coach at Ankeny. But really just a natural transition there with my parents being teachers. So I kind of grew up around education, and it's just one of those things where, you know, I just think quality relationships, you know, are the foundation of successful leadership. And I've really enjoyed meeting with administrators, coaches, and directors, and all stakeholders in the community just to build positive relationships. And then also I identify strengths or any concerns within the activities department is probably my top priority coming into this fall.
What do you look forward to the most in being the activities director for Humboldt here once the school year starts?
The opportunity to help oversee this transition to the new multi-purpose facility is exciting, as it will provide a significant boost to the individual sports programs, multi-sport student athletes, and the strength and speed program. Couldn't be more excited about getting our student athletes into that facility. Hopefully it's done sometime in September, I think, is the goal. I walk through there probably every other day. The guys are working really hard, and it's something that, you know, the Humboldt community is going to be really proud of. Probably a lot of curious people wanting to walk through there. We'll have a ribbon cutting ceremony and open house at some point, and I think people are just going to be really impressed because it's a lot bigger inside than it looks from the outside. Full court basketball, gym, and then the weight room, wrestling room. It's exciting. Could be more impressed with it, and something that really stuck out when I interviewed. And then also just getting our fall sports coaches ready to go. It's been great seeing Derek Ellman work in the weight room with his student athletes, the football players, volleyball players, softball, baseball kids that have all been in there, all the junior high kids that have been in the weight room in the morning. So working with Derek and his staff, trying to get things ready for football. Ashley Clark, new volleyball coach, trying to help her through her first season and new head coach induction type things and new uniforms, new net, all the equipment we need to order. And then Spencer Ross, who's going to be stepping in as our head cross-country coach. So I'm excited to work with Spencer, Ashlyn, and Derek as we get ready for the fall sports. You know, the best time of the year, in my opinion.
What do you envision state of Humboldt activities being under your direction?
Greg's done a tremendous job here the last 20 years, and he's been a tremendous mentor for me. I don't know how many times I've called or texted him in my first week on the job. He's just been great to help out. We wish him the best in retirement. I think the biggest thing that we can improve on is just encouraging our student athletes to be multi-sport athletes. Town size of Humboldt, we need people playing 3-4 sports, I think, is realistic. And just to continue to push kids to be in the weight room with the new weight room facility and the strength and speed program. And then also just supporting all programs, just trying to encourage students to be in at least one activity, whether that's athletics, that's a club, that's fine arts. So I think that's the biggest goal coming into it is, you know, getting everyone on board to increase participation levels.
Well, Ryan, I want to thank you for joining us here, your first Coach's Corner here at 97.7 The Bolt. Look forward to many years here between KHBT and Humboldt Schools, continuing this relationship now with you as the head of the activities program.
Thanks a lot, and looking forward to working with you and hearing the fall sports calls with football and volleyball. We're really excited.
That was Humboldt Wildcats Activities Director Ryan O'Hur. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.